You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship, with previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Daily Darts Podcast, looking ahead to day 11 in the William Hill World Darts Championship. Another cracking day to look back at before we get stuck into day 11's action as well. We'll shortly be hearing from William Hill In Play Radio darts expert Ollie Pimlott to get his thoughts on tonight's games in the evening session. Three fantastic games to look forward to in the evening session as well. Adrian Lewis takes on Mensis Sulevic, world champion, reigning champion Gary Anderson takes on Vincent van der Voort. And a cracker of a match to finish with, an all-Dutch affair as two former world champions go head-to-head. Michael van Gerwen takes on Raymond van Barneveld. A spectacular night in prospect at the Alexandra Palace. And we'll move on to that in due course. But before we get to that, let's just take a little bit of a look back at day 10's action, because it was another dramatic day in the William Hill World Darts Championship. And we'll start with the post-match reaction of Adrian Lewis, who was a comfortable 4-0 winner against Andrew Gilding. And he's impressed so far in the tournament.
Adrian Jackpot Lewis, big game at Goodison today. Drama right at the end for your Stoke boys. But not tonight for you. Out of the traps and gone.
Well, it was 4-0 to me and 4-3 to Stoke.
Yeah.
So I can't, it was a good day all round, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it was for you. Did you feel in the practice room that you was ready to come out and just go crash bang?
Like I felt like I've done for the last couple of weeks, to be honest. Before my first game, even when I'd just shy of 100 against Jan Dekker, and I knew it wasn't brilliant, if you know what I mean. I knew I was hitting too many slack shots and so on, so I've rectified that tonight. Just told says now, just getting my concentration a bit more sharp, you know, for the duration of the match, and I think I'll be there thereabouts.
Yeah, because after Butlins, of course, you made the final of the players. You looked drained. It was a long couple of days, or two or three days. But you look fresh. You look ready to go for the big one.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I feel fresh. I feel ready. My form couldn't be in much more better condition. Always there's little tweaks and, you know, little tweaks and troughs. And I think I'll be there or thereabouts.
Because realistically, you're playing as well as you played when you won the World Championship.
Yeah,
really,
yeah,
you know.
I show. But I've also gone up here. I can remember, I think it was 2000, I think it was a year before when I won the world title. I had a tournament average 104.5, and lost to Phil in the quarters 5-0, but every set went 3-2, 3-2, 3-2. Yeah. And it's the same happened against me in MVG a couple of years ago, where I'd lost 5-0, but every set went 3-2.
Yeah.
And I had chances in probably three out of the five sets for win the set. But I feel more confident now. I feel more comfortable on my doubles as well. You know, I'm still learning. Even Steve Beaton's still learning, as he said in his interview, you know. So it's just putting it all down to experience and just, you know, enjoying it, I think. Yeah. That's the key to it, enjoy it.
Yeah, because you can't enjoy that first set that you played. Nobody, you're never going to enjoy a game of darts, are you? I mean, that was just tremendous.
Anything that was missing from that was a 9-daughter, I think. Yeah. And, you know, but we'll have one this year. Definitely, I can feel it. Yeah. I felt it last year and he hit one.
You did.
This year I feel it again.
But you win that match though this time.
Oh, flipping, I don't mention last week, for God's sake. Honestly, I would lost that match. I'm still bloody thinking myself how I lost it.
And so when you're drawing the dart back, when you're giving that extra 5%, I feel that when that dart comes back, you're holding that split second longer, concentrating a little bit more on the throw. Would I be right in saying that? Or is that when you're just taking that little bit extra?
I think it's something I don't really think about. And I can feel it when I'm practicing. You know, like I said, I've been playing the last couple of months with Ian White, and I've gradually started feeling my form coming back, because, you know, the last three TV tournaments I've reached a quarter, a semi and a final. So I know my form's gradually coming back in them patches, and all I'm doing now is just working on that. I don't I mean, obviously with rhythm and so on, it's all about myself. The faster I throw, the more confident I am.
A pretty confident sounding Adrian Lewis there, talking to the guys at Tungsten Tales. And they also caught up with Peter Wright after his match, another 4-0 winner on the night, as he dispatched Ronnie Hybrex in pretty easy fashion. And we can hear what Peter Wright thought of that.
Peter Snakebite Wright cruising into the third round of the William Hill World Championship. Nice and easy, would you say, or was it tougher than it looked?
It was tougher than it looked because I was just battling myself, not battling against Ronnie. It was like I wanted to play better than I did, and they didn't go. So I had to be happy with what I got.
You always set your standards really, really high. That's just about 100 average. I think I remember interviewing you last year and the year before here, and you're saying, well, I want to win 6 majors in the year, and that's how you look at things. And to be honest, that's the way to go forward, isn't it?
You've got to, otherwise what's the point of playing the game? You've got to, I'm going to win this, or you're going to set your sights on winning, you know, tournaments that you enter. What's the point of turning up?
Yeah. Well, you look absolutely fresh as a daisy. Everyone else is walking around as if, you know, Christmas has hit them hard. But you look well. Did you?
Yeah, heart surgery.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
you're looking well. So, third round. Obviously, you've been here before. You know what it's all about. Dave Chisnell in the next round. Not a very impressive record on stage against Dave. But it's another match, isn't it? Completely clean slate.
Exactly. You know. All the good so-called players are played. Obviously, Ronnie is a great player, and Keegan Brown, they haven't turned up against me. So hopefully Chizzy will do the exact same thing. No, not really, you know. But no, he's playing fantastic darts, and he has done for a few months now. So it's going to be a tough game. Yeah. I'll be on the practice board, giving the whole respect that I should do, and hopefully it'll be a cracking game.
Yeah. In no last minute change of darts, I think you do.
Well, these are new darts.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I thought you were going to say that.
These are the diamond coated darts. I did use them at Minehead, but I got them on the morning of Minehead, and I used them that day, and not enough practice with them. So I'll put the practice in, and I knew the darts that I need to be hitting my 80s with. Mm. And a couple tonight, so yeah, I've just got to get more of them.
Yeah, well, if I try and use set of darts, I let 140 and I let 26 and I chuck them away. But how does a professional player of your level, how long does it take you to realise if these are the darts for you?
Well, as you know me, I've been changing all year, and I have done since I've joined the BDC, and obviously before that and everything. But these, you know, this shape, barrel, the weight and everything is absolutely perfect. And you know, I just got to practice with them more, and then I'll be winning titles.
Yeah. Well, they love you out there, so more good times and more celebration for the Peter Wright Snakebite fans out there, I would imagine.
Most definitely.
Okay. Thanks for your time, Peter. Best of luck against Dave. Right. Cheers.
Thank you.
So Adrian Lewis and Peter Wright, both pretty convincing winners on Monday night, but it wasn't all that comfortable for Phil Taylor, as he beat Kevin Painter 4-1, and we can hear what Phil Taylor thought of that match at the Ali Pally.
The beginning was terrible, and practicing wise, I'm brilliant. I'm telling you now, you can ask Bob, who's with me 24 hours a day. Practicing wise, I'm brilliant. It's the dart, the flight, the stem, everything's brilliant. Honestly, everything's perfect now. I'm not going to change a thing.
Two games into the William Hill World Championship, Phil. Two wins, but we've not seen anything like your best or even your normal level of performance.
This is a weird World Championship for me. I'm looking at scores, 4-0. Listen, people don't lose 4-0 in World Championships. Not decent players. So it's a weird World Championship, and it's going to stay. I think get down to the last 8 or last 16, you're going to see proper games now.
We're yet to see you get anywhere near your best, aren't we?
I'm doing everything right. I'm doing everything that I can right. I'm practicing. Listen, if you support me and you bet money, trust me, I'm not going to tell you a word of a lie. Everything is perfect. Everything is perfect with me. I can only improve now.
That's the key thing, isn't it? Does two performances that we've already seen from you, does that
rubbish
knock your confidence,
no,
though?
No, 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 not at all. No, yeah, no. Forget about that. What can you do? You have a play. I had some of the good darts and then bad darts. Doesn't matter. Get ready for the next one now.
On to the next one then for Phil Taylor. That's a look back at Monday evening's action. We've got plenty more to get stuck into on Tuesday. And we're going to hear from William Hill in-play radio darts expert Ollie Pimlott, who joins me on the line now. How are you all?
Very well, Mark. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, it's good to speak to you. Got plenty of bets for us tonight in the darts?
Yeah, plenty of bets lined up. We've got some pretty exciting matches, has to be said, and we've got probably three of the prime contenders for the World Championships in action this evening. Gary Anderson takes on Vincent van der Voorst. Adrian Lewis takes on Mencio Sulevic. And, of course, Michael van Gerwen who was beaten in the semi-finals by Gary Anderson last year and has been in incredible form all year, averaging 109 in his second round contest. So three really exciting matches this evening to come.
Let's get stuck into it tonight. As you mentioned, Ollie, three good games to look forward to. We'll start with Adrian Lewis against Mensah Sulevic. That's scheduled to start around 7:15. Lewis, very impressive in his matches so far. Won 4-0 again last night. Quick turnaround for him. He's 2-9 to beat Sulevic, who's 100-30. Can Lewis continue his smooth progress?
Yeah, I think so. 2-9 is obviously not the layman's price. Mensah Sulevic is 130. As you say, Mark, quick turnaround for Mensah Sulevic, who was in action yesterday afternoon. Lewis, of course, is a two-time world champion and has won 7 of his 9 matches at this stage of the World Championships previously. Sulevic has made it through to last 16 for only the second time, and that last time was 5 years ago when he lost 4-0 to Wes Newton. You'd have to say both players have scored impressively. Lewis, over the opening two rounds, his tournament average is 101.5. He's hit 14 180s in only 28 legs of darts. And Sulevic as well, he's averaged over 99 in his first round match, but this was 8 points lower in the second. And you look at the finishing, Lewis's checkout percentage is just under 54%, while Sulevic is 41.7 on the double so far. They have met 6 times previously. Lewis leads the head-to-heads, including all of the last 5 they've played. The one Sulevic win came back in 2009. Lewis has won all 3 meetings on the TV stage, and each time has gone to reach the finals of those same tournaments, so that bodes well for AD Lewis. The most recent encounter was a month ago when Lewis comprehensively defeated Sulevic 11-1 in the semi-finals of the Players' Championship. So, you look at the stats, he's averaging around about 10 points higher on the averages and around about 8% higher in the checkout success mark. So, you can see why AD Lewis is 2-9. He really did send out a statement with his performance in the second round against Ilk Gilding, averaging 103.5. It was over 108 after the first two sets. He's got an excellent tournament pedigree, of course, won it twice. He does look focused and confident, and he's going to take some beating. Sulevic did have a slow start to both his matches so far. Even in winning the first set against Pallett, he only averaged 90. Can't afford the same here against AD Lewis. The last time they met, of course, he romped away to an 11-1 victory. Sulevic is excellent mentally, you'd have to say, Mark. Can stick in his matches, but if AD Lewis gets in front here, I can only see one outcome. We've got a couple of match specials. AD Lewis to win the first set 3-0 is 7-2. I don't mind that, but the handicap betting is my favourite bet here. -2.5 Adrian Lewis, even money. I'd be very surprised if Mensah Sulevic won more than one set. You look at the head-to-heads, Lewis dominated them. He's got a 14% better average on the checkouts so far in the first two rounds, and he's averaging nearly 10 points higher on the averages. So he's going to be getting to the doubles quicker than Sulevic, and he's got a better percentage checkout percentage when he gets there. So overall, Mark, I think this will be a pretty comprehensive win for the twice world champion AD Lewis. My favorite bet here would be Adrian Lewis on the match handicap -2.5 leg sets at even money.
Okay, Lewis to win relatively comfortably then in that one. Just want to mention one price in there. Adrian Lewis to get a 9-dart finish in the match is 20-1. In his interview that we just heard earlier on this podcast, he was talking about his confidence in getting a 9-darter, so maybe worth a couple of shillings at 20s.
Yeah, and of course, last night we saw two players, one being Sulevic, be 1 dart away from a 9-darter. Yet to have one so far in the tournament, but each of the last 3 years has seen a 9-darter. And obviously, we've got the better players in action now as well. So, That's not out the realms of possibility.
Yeah. And just a note as well, if you have a bet here at William Hill and there's a 9-dart finish on the day, you get your money back on your losing bets. So good news there. Gary Anderson against Vincent van der Voort next, and that's scheduled to go off about 8:15. Gary Anderson 1-6. Vincent van der Voort is 4-1. Gary Anderson, reigning champion and playing very well at the moment, Ollie.
Yeah, he is. Defending champion, of course, and he's been to the final on one other occasion. Van der Voort does have a good record in the tournament. He's been as far as the quarterfinals twice, including last year. Just looking at the averages, Anderson has averaged over 99 in both his matches so far, scoring heavier than the 95 tournament average of van der Voort. Van der Voort does have the superior tournament checkout percentage, having better finishing numbers than Anderson in both his matches. Anderson leads the head-to-heads record 7-2, but the two wins for van der Voort did come during the last 5 meetings. That most significant match was their most recent, when Anderson defeated van der Voort 11-7 in the semi-finals of the 2014 Players' Championships. Anderson did lead that match 10-3 before van der Voort responded with 4-ton-plus checkouts in a row. You'd have to say Anderson's looked in good form over his opening two matches, especially in his last 32 win over the very progressive Daryl Gurney when he was put under a bit of pressure. And a 4-1 win, you'd have to say, was a bit flattering, Mark, because in each of the opening four sets, it went to a final leg. You look at Van der Voort, he came from 2-0 behind against Kyle Anderson in the last 32, eventually winning 10 of the last 13 legs. And he showed last year against Taylor he can compete over this distance to a high standard. I think Anderson's a good bet to win his title, but I don't think this is going to be as one side as the betting would suggest. 1-6 Anderson, Van der Voort 4-1. I don't think Van der Voort will win, Mark, but I can at least see him getting two sets off Gary Anderson, and say his checkout percentage is higher and he's only 5% lower on his scoring average. So Van der Voort plus 2.5 on the match handicap at even money, I think looks excellent value in our second match on the coupon.
All right, starting with Van der Voort plus 2.5 there then. We also have the match result on both players to win two or more sets. Gary Anderson in that market is 7-4. So if Gary Anderson wins and Van der Voort does get a couple of sets, as you reckon, Ollie, it's 7-4 for that.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect bet, Mark. It was plus 2.5, I think, for Gurney in the previous one. And say, the four sets that Anderson won did go to a final leg shootout. So I certainly see this being closer than the 1-6 would suggest, but do see Anderson coming through. So if you do fancy that, match result on both players to win two more sets. Obviously, I think Van der Voort plus 2.5 sets on the handicap betting is a good bet, so he's got to get at least two sets for that. But I do think Anderson's class will out in the end. So I think that's a really good bet, actually. Match result on both players to win two or more sets. Gary Anderson 7-4. And, of course, this time last year, he had a scare when he took on Jelle Klassen. That went 4-3 in Anderson's favour, having been two sets behind. So, yeah, I like the look of that. Match result on both players to win two or more sets. Gary Anderson 7-4.
All right, superb stuff. On to the big finale of the night, and it's a real cracker to look forward to as well. Two Dutchmen going head-to-head, two former world champions. Michael van Gerwen is 1-7. Raymond van Barneveld is 9-2. Looking forward to this, although, I mean, if Raymond van Barneveld turns up as good as he is, we know he can beat Michael van Gerwen. He can have a great game against him. But if Michael van Gerwen shows the kind of averages and the kind of performance that he's shown in the last round, nobody can get near that, can they?
Yeah, he's been Jekyll and Hyde so far, hasn't he? We've seen the worst of him when he was taken to overtime by the no-mark Rennie Edams, and the best of him where he averaged 109-plus against Darren Webster. He was unbeatable, and he dropped one leg in that entire second-round game. It was probably the best darts I think I've ever seen, even in the Taylor power years. He wouldn't have lived with Michael van Gerwen. I don't think there's ever been a darts player to live with Michael van Gerwen if he's on the same form, Mark. Now, as I say, he's a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde character. He was awful against Edams in the first round, but incredible against Darren Webster in the second. They have met 14 times already this year. Michael van Gerwen has won 11 of them. Van Barneveld is very much a relaxed character at the minute. He's recently become a grandfather. He seems a little bit more at ease with his life than has often been the case, Mark. Sometimes he can be brilliant. On other occasions, he can be absolutely abject. But you'll have to say, Michael van Gerwen looked in ominous form during that win over Darren Webster in the last 32, averaging over 109. And on that form, there aren't many who can stop him at this moment. You can't easily write off Van Barneveld, as we say. He can be very much a Jekyll and Hyde, but if van Gerwen's in anything sort of like the form that he showed in that second round win against Darren Webster, he is unbeatable. It's going to take an extra special performance from Barney to take out van Gerwen here. I simply don't think that's going to happen. The handicap betting is neither here nor there for me. Minus 2.5 is 8-13. Van Barneveld plus 2.5 is 6-5. I think this will probably go either 4-1 or 4-2, Mark. Might be just worth going here. Under 5.5 sets at 5-6. If Van Barneveld's any chance of winning this, it'll probably be 4-3 or 4-2. It'll go long. Whereas van Gerwen, if he wins, it'll be comfortable. 4-0 or 4-1. So I think the best bet here is under 5.5 sets at 5-6. Gives you 4-0 and 4-1 van Gerwen, which is better than dutching the two together. We've also got another one which will take a lot of people's eyes. Michael van Gerwen, 3-dart average over 100.5 points, 5-6. Given he averaged the best part of 9 points higher than that against Darren Webster in the second round, I know it's over a set longer, but that might take people's eyes as well. 9 data in the matches there, 12-1. We already talked about that earlier. That might be worth a look because Michael van Gerwen has just looked in absolutely ominous form. So that might be worth a play. It's 12-1. My favourite bet in this one is under 5.5 sets be very, very surprised if Van Barneveld won this. I think Van Gerwen will probably win comfortably, either 4-0 or 4-1. So under 5.5 sets at 5-6 gives you a bit of leeway with that one.
Superb. Thank you very much, Ollie. Been a pleasure speaking to you again. I've just knocked together a quick treble while you've been talking there. So Adrian Lewis minus 2.5 on the handicap. Gary Anderson to win and both players to get two or more sets at 7-4 and under 5.5 sets in the Van Gerwen Barney match. And that pays 9-1. So not a bad little treble.
Yeah, and you can play that as a Trixie. All pretty much odds against prices. So if two of the three come in,
yeah,
you're going to get your money back and a little bit more.
All right. Well, thank you very much, all. Good luck and enjoy it tonight.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
There you go, the thoughts of Ollie Pimlott on tonight's action in the William Hill World Darts Championship. Plenty to look forward to. You can hear all of the action on William Hill's in-play radio. If you're having a bet, good luck and enjoy day 11.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.